Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Legend? Wait for it. Dairy.
Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Time to get it going on a Wednesday. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good morning to you. Coming up, we will get you started with playoff baseball and the Yankees staying alive in fantastic fashion in their playoff series against the Blue Jays in 20 minutes. LeBron wants you to get hammered, and Bengals fans are ready to oblige. Plus, we'll dive into my streaming corner in 40 minutes before we talk about the early games we like this week in the National Football League. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. It is a Wednesday. Chelsea, how you doing? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What a night in baseball, huh? And it was great for me because I finally got to spend some time with my husband, who was gone all weekend at that stupid baseball tournament. So it was nice to have things like back to normal because I don't know if you're like this, but when things are like kind of thrown out of your routine where you're doing more, it just kind of sucks. So it was nice to have him back and have like our family time, have my normal schedule, get a nap during the day. So I am feeling refreshed.
Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah, I'm sort of a creature of habit for sure. Like I definitely have my routine that I get into, and when I get out of that routine, then I get kind of discombobulated and don't feel right. And like, routines are good for people in general. Some people like to go, you know, maybe sort of outside their lanes on a regular basis, but I kind of like having a little bit of structure.
Yeah, I think for me, it's like when I don't get good sleep, everything else just kind of falls off. Because I am somebody who needs to work out to not be a crazy person. So when I'm too tired to work out, I become a crazy person because I don't work out. Because I know people like to work out for vanity and health or whatever, but I feel like it is a great moment for me for an hour where I get to almost have like a meditative state where you don't think about anything else and you just do. So it's great that I got back to the gym yesterday as well.
That's a healthy thing. Before we get into our bets from last night and baseball, since we are talking baseball, how's Jake's baseball team? He's always on the road, so is the team at least performing?
They're too good. They're too good, Jake.
Oh, that's good.
It's not, though. It's not for me, because all these tournaments are like double elimination on the final day. So there is a chance. He texts me Sunday morning. He's like, okay, if we lose this game at noon, we're coming home. And I'm like, please lose, please lose, please lose. And then he texts me Sunday night. He's like, so we're in the championship game, and it's on Monday morning.
Whoa.
Who makes these tournaments? So I need them to start losing.
Well, that's what happens when you have a world-class manager as a husband, a skipper who's going to go on to great things. You know, what are you going to do? All right, but everybody's back together. That's a good thing. The nest is intact. Unfortunately, our bets not so great last night, but we only had one bet on the card each.
Yeah, neither of us really liked the slate, but we had a bet on something. Even though I feel like there was a good case to be made for Shane Bieber, starting pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays, over his outs prop yesterday. Listen, this was the elimination game where the Blue Jays could shut the door, and Shane Bieber was the Blue Jays' prize deadline acquisition where they traded for him for this very moment. And instead, he only gets 8 outs in this situation. He could not get an out. And Jenks, I'm watching this game, and he gets 2 strikes on every single batter. 0-2 count, it feels like, on every single guy up there. And he just can't get the put-away pitch, which is crazy for somebody who's been one of the more dominant pitchers in baseball when he was at his peak. But under 14.5 outs was the play. I had the over, so that was an L.
I took an L in hockey, had the Rangers on the three-way money line against the Pens, minus 134. The Pens win 3-0, but first game of the season, when you have a small sample size, things can kind of go ways you didn't anticipate. It happens. Dongster had the money line for the Mariners, minus 130 yesterday against the Tigers. The M's win 8-4. So for the week, you and I both 2-1, the Dongster 2-0 here on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on the Daily Tip. Well, we just mentioned it. How about we get into the weeds now with the Mariners beating the Tigers yesterday in Motown 8-4. The Mariners minus 130 on the money line, and the overhits total set at 7 and hooked. That's what I should have played instead. The Mariners with 3 home runs in this game, but they saved the best one for last.
Ellis from. He sends one the other way. Well struck ball deep left field and gone. Raleigh's first of the playoffs, and it's 8-1 Seattle. They are feeling it.
The big dumper adds to the Mariners' total. FS1 with the highlight there. And this is after solo shots from Eugenio Suarez and J.P. Crawford. Seattle now finds itself 1-1 away from its first ALCS since 2001. They are right there, and they look like they just have outclassed Detroit for most of the series. I don't know if they close it out today, but it's clear who the better team is. That's not always how it works out in playoff baseball, but just watching this game, you got that sense. The Mariners are the team that deserve to move on, even though they haven't done it yet.
Right. This felt like a game that was more true to the numbers, because the first two games of the series were extremely close. Both of those games decided by one run, and they were lower scoring. But for the entirety of the regular season, the Mariners had the best offense in baseball, especially over the last month. I think they were number one in baseball in every offensive category, at least the big ones. Then you look at the Tigers' offense, it's been absolutely pedestrian, and that's why, you know, they were fighting for their playoff lives in September. So this is one that just looked more like the team's identities that were ahead of us. So maybe we will see more of the same, and we will see more of this offense that has propelled Seattle to this position. But also, they started Jack Flaherty for the Tigers, which we knew was not their most trustworthy starter.
Knew it. I talked about the over. I like the over. I like the over. Did I bet the over? No, I didn't. Also, am I underselling the Tigers? Double D made a good point in the chat, which is if the Tigers win today, and I think they could win today, have Casey Mize on the mound taking on Bryce Miller for the M's, then all of a sudden, maybe Scooball's back to the mound for Detroit? Are we not giving the Tigers enough credit? I just feel like the Mariners will find a way and the Tigers' bats will go cold or something.
Well, here's the thing. Like, from our perspective, since we are a betting show, I am going to give people the side that has the most ammo on it. I can't just come on here and be like, hey, my gut feeling is that the Tigers' offense is going to be good today, because there's just no logic behind it. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's just the numbers are bearing out that the Mariners are the better overall offense by a wide margin. And you could say that, hey, Casey Mize can have a good day pitching. But, like, the Tigers, it's just, do I want to bet on a team that feels like they can only win games that are won by a score of 3-2? They almost lost the game that Tarik Skubal pitched against the Guardians because they can't score any runs.
Yeah. I'm worried about today. And we'll talk about these in the second hour when we go over our baseball bets, because we have a ton of games on the card today for playoff baseball. And the Tigers are slight favorites today at minus 115, but Bryce Miller has not been good for the Mariners this season. He's been hit up a lot towards the end of the season. So if the Tigers can get to him, I think they can make this a series, which sounds crazy to say, but I feel like in the end, kind of like you, like, the Mariners can't lose this series. They're too good. They're the better club. But we will find out shortly. And that game this afternoon in Motown, game 4 between the Mariners and the Tigers. All right, let's get to the showcase game last night. What a game this was, with the Yankees down the Blue Jays 9-6 in the Boogie Down Bronx. The Yankees minus 150, total set at 7 and a hook. The Blue Jays look like they might romp early. They jump out to a 6-1 lead, but the Yankees storm back with 2 in the third. They make it 6-3. And then Aaron Judge ignites the Bronx in the fourth.
Two-strike pitch. Hits a drive down the line. If it's Barrett's his moment, it is! It's tied! Judge has arrived!
What a call on FS1. Incredible scene in the Bronx. Tying the game at 6. And then in the fifth, the hits keep coming.
There's a drive to deep right field. New York leads for the first time in the series. Judge Chisholm goes deep.
Yes, he does. The Yankees score 8 unanswered runs and take advantage of a couple of Toronto miscues. New York with its largest comeback ever in an elimination game to stay alive. And man, you talk about electric atmospheres. This was it. It was lit.
Oh, absolutely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankee Stadium had to be rocking after this comeback win because, listen, Jenks, statistically, this was one of the craziest things to happen in the MLB postseason, at least in this round. Teams who had previously been 0-38 in MLB postseason history went down by 5 runs or more and in danger of being swept in a multi-game series. 0-38, and the Yankees just did that last night. So what a character-building win and a resilient win from the Yankees and a signature moment from Aaron Judge. Because remember going into this postseason, Aaron Judge had not been one of those legends in October. And when you play for the Yankees, your legend is built in the postseason. This is an organization that has such pedigree that you can do all these regular season things and it's well and good. You know, Aaron Judge still will have a legacy there, but the real legacy is built in October. And last night, that was it for Aaron Judge.
I mean, it's one thing to perform in the postseason, and it's quite another to do so with such flair, which he did last night. So this is from Max Goodman, who covers the Yankees for NJ.com. And he was talking about that pitch that Judge hit. So Louis Varlam was on the mound for the Blue Jays, and this is an 0-2 pitch way inside. And Judge just turns on it in such a way, still gets the barrel of the bat on it, and somehow that ball stays fair. A monster shot, and overall in the series, he has been so good. Like, all the pressure was on him to finally step up, and he's done it in a big moment. So in this series, 7 of 11, 5 RBI, 3 walks, and one of those signature moments where not just a huge moment for him because they needed that so badly, but also it was the type of home run it was where there's just not many people on the planet who could make a swing like that and still hit it out of the park.
Right, and as good as he's been in the postseason, it's been mostly singles. Like, he's hitting 500 this postseason, which is crazy, but only 6 RBI, and that's including last night. So I think we were all waiting for one of those moonshots and one of those home runs that just silences the other team. So, you know, for Aaron Judge, somebody, and go do yourself a favor and look at MLB's homepage today. It's Aaron Judge putting down his bat, like, after he hits the home run, and he is just towering over Alejandro Kirk of the Blue Jays. And that's kind of what you expect from Aaron Judge. He looks like a superhero.
Is there anything better than a clutch postseason home run to give your team the lead when the crowd is just anticipating, especially in front of a rabid home crowd at a classic venue like a Yankee Stadium, where, you know, the best hitter in the game, or arguably the best hitter in the game, is at the plate and guys are on. And everyone thinks, God, if he could just send this out of the park, this would be amazing. And then he does it. Like, there's just something about that one-on-one matchup and the anticipation, and then it comes through, that is truly one of the greatest things you can experience in sports, even if you're not a baseball fan. Like, if you watch that, you'd be like, that's pretty awesome. Whatever's happening there is amazing. And, of course, if you're a baseball fan, it's, you know, it's otherworldly. This was a signature moment for Judge.
Right, and he's the captain. You know, he is the face of their franchise. So it was cool to see him do this. And I'll say this, like, I know a lot of people don't root for the Yankees. They're not certainly the underdogs much. But Aaron Judge feels like a very likable guy. And here's the other thing about this game last night. I feel like Yankees fans in particular are very cynical, and it was very easy to be cynical coming into this game. You're down 0-2 in the series. You were down 6-1 in this game, and it felt like Aaron Boone left Carlos Rodon in this game too long. And so I think some credit is deserved to the players to stay in this game, because you just got to chip away at the lead, and that's exactly what they did. And Jakes, it's funny that Louis Varland gave up this big home run to Aaron Judge, because I was looking at MLB.com. Guess who's starting the next game?
Yeah.
Louis Varland. We got to play some Aaron Judge props.
He said, what did he say after the game? He said something to the effect of, this was a great pitch that Aaron Judge made look bad. Like, this was a solid pitch. It was way inside on an 0-2 count. I was trying to push him off the plate, but only Aaron Judge can make a swing like that and make me look bad, is essentially what he was saying. And you know what? He's not wrong. But I saw that too, and I'm like, oh. I mean, this is going to be a pure bullpen game for the Blue Jays today. John Schneider said as much after the game. It's all hands on deck. They don't have Kevin Gausman available. They don't have Max Scherzer available. So the Blue Jays are going all in on their pen. I really like the Yankees today. And also, the Yankees are going with Cam Schlittler. And this guy has been just nails. He was electric the last time he pitched. So there's a real chance the Yankees can get back in this thing.
Oh, absolutely. If I am a Blue Jays fan, I am sweating bullets right now. Because think about it. Like, the momentum that the Yankees now have, when they look like they were dead and in a coffin, and they just come out like the Undertaker and say, we're back. Aaron Judge is leading us to the promised land. So it's one of those things where it's crazy how the first two games of these series, it was absolute domination by the Blue Jays. But I said this on the show before. It does not matter how many runs you win by. That does not carry over. So now the Blue Jays are sitting with a lot of pressure on them, because if they blow this series, it is going to look like a huge choke job.
Yeah, I kind of hate myself that I didn't bet on one of these games after going back and forth, back and forth. I mean, Judge is going nuts. The Mariners are losing their minds at the plate, and I'm like, ooh, looks like the Pens might upset the Rangers in game one. That's not good. Come on, get together. What am I doing? Come on, next in the show.
Hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Coming up, LeBron isn't retiring, but he is ready to help you get drunk and watch the NBA. That is coming up next on the Daily Tip. It is here on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Come on back.
Chelsea and Jenks will be right back on The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.